Atlanta Gorgeous. It's the Streets Morning Takeover right here on Streets 94.5. This is Second Date Update. Who we got on the line this morning?
Hi, my name is Alyssa.
Alyssa, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm all right.
Well, what's going on with you? Because you called Second Date Update. You can't be doing that great.
Yeah. Well, I called because I dated a guy. Well, I went to go see him one day, and I brought my friend, and I really think she kind of messed it up for me. I just wanted to know if you guys could help me get in contact with him.
What did your friend do?
Yeah, what's your friend do?
Well, I took her over there because we planned originally to go see the guy that I was talking to, which is Matt. We went to go see Matt and his friend. And when she got there, she said, no, I don't want to talk to Matt's friend. I want to talk to Matt's friend's brother. Oh. So,
how did she know Matt's friend's brother?
Well, he was there when we first got there, and then he left. He said he was coming back.
Oh.
So once you saw the brother, it was just like, oh, screw that. I want the brother.
So then what happened? How did she mess things up for you?
She was rude. She was telling them things that she shouldn't have said. She started downplaying his clothing. She was talking about his hygiene.
I done seen that friend before. I already know who you talking about. I'm not the person you're talking about.
Obviously.
But yeah, shut up real quick.
So, me lady, what exactly you want us to do?
I need you to call Matt.
Okay, we got you. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to get him on the phone.
Okay.
He going to tell us what's on his heart and how he feel. You going to listen. Don't say nothing. When we tell you it's time, you come in, handle your bed a little bit, all right?
Okay.
Bet that up. Here we go. We're going to get him on the phone.
Okay.
All right.
All right, now when we call this man and he say, man, that old nasty ass girl, she brought over my house, blah, 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 blah,
but it really ain't her fault as a friend, you know what I'm saying?
So if it wasn't her fault, why he stopped answering the phone? It's something we don't know.
You know, somebody could, you know, you bring a bad seed in, you consider the bad seed too sometimes.
Women got to know how to choose what friend need to go on what date with them. I hate for somebody to bring something to mess up the whole situation.
A nasty attitude ass chick.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. I'll see you, Matt, please.
Yeah, who it is?
My bad, Matt. I know it's early in the morning. You sound like you're in the middle of something.
Right now.
I don't know what it is. Are you jogging right now, Matt?
Yeah. Hey,
no, he ain't jogging.
But who is it?
Hey, this is Streets Morning Takeover. Young Jock, Mo Quick and Shouter, man. You got a minute to talk, bro?
Yeah, I got a minute. But what's up? Like, what's going on?
All right, so check it out. We got a segment on the show called Second Date Update, man. This young lady called up here looking for you, Matt. And she basically like, huh?
A woman, she called looking for you.
Her name is Alyssa. Do you remember a girl named Alyssa, Matt?
Nah, we ain't got nothing to talk about. We ain't got nothing to talk about.
Whoa.
Okay.
We ain't got nothing to talk about.
Okay, what? She told us that things went a little wrong on the situation. I'm not going to call it a date because you guys were at the house, so I'm just going to say your play date.
But she said it ain't her fault. She said it was her friend's fault, and she need to talk to you, tell you what's happening because she's still digging you.
Right.
I mean, it ain't really much to talk about. She know what her friend did.
Well, can you tell us what the friend did?
So I met Lil Shaw, you know, and I told her we've been kicking it and everything. And I was like, yo, you know what I'm saying? I got a homeboy. Well, she asked me if I had company. And I was like, you know, I got roommates, boom, whatever. So she like, she got a friend. A friend come over, you know, friend cute or not. I got something that I need to tell you about her friend anyway. But, you know, the friend cute, you know what I'm saying, whatever. I put her on my homeboy, and then all of a sudden, she just started acting like she was loud. Like, she was talking about my homeboy, was, you know, sitting there saying how she wasn't really feeling him and everything, and I really didn't know what was up. And then she told me that she wanted to talk to my homeboy, and I'm like, nah, like, I can't.
Well, I get what you're saying, though. She was with the homeboy, but wanted the brother, and she was unsatisfied with the homeboy.
Talking in there, like, nah, sit down, be quiet, like, just... not be quiet, you know what I mean? But, like, just chill. Like, we came to chill. I mean, am I wrong?
I mean, you know what? Honestly, I'm not going to say you're wrong or you're right. I understand her dilemma, and I understand yours as well, because I've been in a situation where I had to take one. Apparently, it seemed like y'all wanted her to take one with the homeboy. If she wasn't feeling him, I don't know. Maybe she shouldn't have been such a bitch. But other than that, I just like to get Alyssa on the phone. Alyssa, she has some things she wants to tell you herself. I'm sorry. Yeah, she's on the line.
Yeah, she's on the phone, bro.
I'm calling to apologize to you about my friend. I mean, her behavior. Okay. I can understand why you're upset. However, I don't feel like it's fair that you took it out on me.
Tell her.
I mean, just like they say, that's like if you guilty by association. Like, you know how they do? If you with a friend and you can't control your friend and your friend can't control herself, like, I'm going to look at you like, okay, well, you must act like that. Do you conduct yourself like that when you go out in public?
No, hello? But...
All I'm saying is this, like, she said what she had to say. You said, and then, matter of fact, hold on, forget that. If you calling me to apologize to me and you calling me to tell me, you know what I'm saying, about your friend, like, why you didn't even come back? Like, I walked you to the door. You said you was going to take care of the situation and whatnot. And then I don't hear from you either.
I had a lot going on as far as my friend. I mean, we've been friends for so long. It put me in a bad position. So I didn't contact him back that moment, but I did the next day. And
wait a minute. Alyssa, did your friend coerce you into not speaking to him anymore that day?
And please don't say that, because you are...
I mean, she didn't really say not to come back, but...
She didn't tell you to go, obviously, because you ain't do that. So what'd she say?
I ended up staying with her for the rest of the day.
Alyssa, are you someone who's easily influenced by your friend?
No, I'm not. However, this is my best friend, and she felt disrespected as well. I guess it was a misunderstanding between the two of them, both parties, and... It kind of just put me in a bad place. Like, I felt like I was going to ditch my best friend for a guy. So,
exactly.
You know what? Just to smoothen things out, I'll just stay with her for today, and then we'll meet back up tomorrow.
Wow. Okay. That makes sense. I can understand the position you were in.
If you drop your friend, you know what I'm saying, just don't bring her. Like, when you're around me, like, I can't be around that energy. So if you can take care of that, then, I mean, we good. But if not, like...
I understand. I won't bring her back to your house, but I really do like you, and I want to pursue things with you, and that's my best friend. So it's going to be times where you guys are around each other.
Well, you got to Listen, let me tell you something, baby. When it comes to love, you got to let your best friend know, hey, this is something that I'm adamantly pursuing, and you got to fall back with that extra BS.
Step up or fall back. Like, I'm here. So,
all right. Well, unblock her. Now you have an open line to get to this man if you so decide to let your friend go. We have done our job. Atlanta Gorgeous, do yours.
Call us up 443-520-945. We want to hear all about this second date update right here on Streets 94.5, y'all.